The word of the week is weak, W-E-A-K.
The footage shows Russian jets making two passes from behind the drone, dousing it in a cloudy stream of fuel before one clips its propeller.
Unbelievable. Here's the actual video of our drone being knocked out of the sky by an incompetent Russian pilot. And just like that, we're out $50 million. And a Predator drone, comically, is knocked out of the sky, freaks the Russians out, and of course, they blame us. Thankfully, we see by the video, they are lying again. So for a country to smash our aircraft in international skies and put it in international waters, it's obviously beyond unacceptable. It's time to push back with a brush back on our belligerent enemy, right? Making it worse, though, we learned the attack was green-lighted from the top ranks of the Kremlin. So, if there's ever a time to blast Russia and fly three more drones right in that airspace, the next day, it's now, right? Instead, we get this.
You believe, after what you've seen, that this was intentional. Is this considered an act of war?
I won't speak for Minister Shoigu, nor will I get into the details of our discussion.
We'll get into the details? Okay, then. Speaking of weak, let's flip to the border, then. Joe's border is a mess. He broke the border, partly due to the wall. He would not stand up. The administration denies it all. But we did, however, get an admission from the men who patrol it on a daily basis, who won't cover for him or his administration any longer. On the open border that's upending cities, destroying families through fentanyl and overwhelming the Border Patrol, their strength shows his weakness.
Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
Will you testify under oath right now? Do we have operational control, yes or no?
Yes, we do.
You heard the secretary. He said we have operational control. That's the definition of operational control.
Based upon the definition you have, sir, up there, no.
We don't have operational control.
No, sir.
Wow. You know, we already knew the answer, but we never heard it before from the current head of the Border Patrol. In fact, we were hearing the complete opposite in real life. But what's really putting weakness on display here is that not one Democrat was there in McAllen, Texas, to witness the truth, to see for themselves, to hear for themselves. That response is unacceptable, and it's just plain weak not to be there. And what makes it worse is a Mexican president who not only isn't doing a thing to stop the flood of illegals through our country, he's denying his contemptible role, all while taunting us.
We don't produce fentanyl here, and we don't have consumption of fentanyl. We regret very much what is happening in the United States. But why don't they attend to the problem?
That was a challenge, right? But Biden and his administration's forceful rebuke never happened. And finally, this week, in this administration's never-ending quest for weakness, it seems, there's a slow-rolling collapse of too many regional banks, whose genesis can date back to Joe Biden's unneeded rescue plan that did anything but. We needed quick action. We needed bold action this week. What did we get? It was a Sunday meandering, a Monday temporary save, and a demand to salute our night owl chief.
It's important to note, President Biden does nothing at 9 a.m. He is a night owl. So the fact that he is doing this at 9 a.m. anyway speaks to how vital the White House recognizes it is for him to have his voice out there conveying that to the American public.
A nation that applauds itself to having a leader waking up at 9 o'clock, that's how low we've gone, how far we need to go. What's worse than a weak administration that does not take responsibility? One that has managed to also master the blame game.
It's Trump's fault, in a sense.
The regulations that he rolled back were partly responsible for this tragedy.
You take down regulations, you water down regulations, you weaken the power of the administration to deal with freight railroad companies.
The last administration in 2018 rolled back some of those regulations that would have been incredibly important as we move forward.
Same theme, different voices, one common target and one agenda. It is to blame anyone, anything but them.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to click to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page. This is the only way that I know for sure that you're not going to miss any great commentary, any great news bites, any great interviews coming your way on Fox. You can get it all here on YouTube. So subscribe right now.